listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday morning. It is also Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and it is time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Joining us by phone today, Jane Wilkie with LSS Living. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. And I would like to wish everyone a very blessed, happy Thanksgiving today.
Well, thank you.
And you're welcome. I'm sure we are all celebrating in a variety of different ways, and I know that we have listeners from around the country, and so some may be celebrating Thanksgiving in the cold winter, although we're not having quite as cold a winter. Some may be in the palm trees of sunshine. But what ties everybody's Thanksgiving together is that we are grateful and we are thankful.
Indeed, indeed. I don't think we've gotten into winter yet, have we? Winter doesn't start until December, if I remember correctly,
right?
Oh,
that's true. Well, then that probably makes sense.
But if you live in Minnesota, it's winter, what, like 9 months of the year, so.
Well, typically it is. But my husband and I were just saying the other day, we were calling it November light, because it's even reaching 60 degrees this first full week in November. And so it's just amazing to think how warm it's been. Just today, as a matter of fact, noticed hostas coming up. And so and taking a quick walk around this morning, hostas that are starting to come up, which of course isn't such a wonderful thing. You know, the warm weather is kind of wreaking havoc with growing seasons, but it is certainly a day that we can be thankful for our weather.
Indeed.
And there, you know, I know that in Thanksgiving, as I grew up with Thanksgiving, a lot of times we would start the day with a psalm. So I just wanted to start with the first verses of Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And Andy, that is part of a prayer that always closed our meals when I was growing up on the farm in Minnesota. We would start our meals with Come Lord Jesus, be our guest. And then we couldn't leave the table until we said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. And that's something that some of my family still carries on as they raise their children. So it's a way that you really can have Thanksgiving every day of the year. But then also growing up, and this may be true for you as well, we would also have the conversations and say, well, what are you thankful for? And I don't know about you, Andy, but a lot of times the answers are, you know, circulated around things like health and home and family. And so at Lutheran Senior Services, we give thanks for those very same things, because health and home and family are really what serving seniors at Lutheran Senior Services is all about. And so I thought I would take a moment today to speak on behalf of Lutheran Senior Services and chat a little bit about what we are thankful for. So at Lutheran Senior Services, we are grateful for the people that we serve and the families and loved ones who really have entrusted the care of their loved ones to us. It's truly a privilege and an honor to be able to serve. At Lutheran Senior Services, we are also thankful for our people with passion who do the serving. They bring varied gifts and talents. They bring varied skills to each role that they fill. But what is really evident throughout the hallways and the places of Lutheran Senior Services is if you ask any of our employees what our mission is, all of them will probably tell you older adults living life to the fullest. And that's because of them and their servant hearts. At Lutheran Senior Services, we are also grateful for the many volunteers, the thousands and thousands of hours that are donated to us to help make the lives of our residents richer and fuller each and every day. And at Lutheran Senior Services, we are also very grateful for the many advances in serving the aging that have come along throughout the years, and for the various agencies with whom we partner, the Alzheimer's Association, OASIS, Voice, all of these different organizations that provide the resources beyond what we can do to serve seniors. And if we take a look at the very, very, very start, at Lutheran Senior Services, we are grateful for our founding father, His name is Reverend Johann Banger, and he was very predominant in the St. Louis area. He was one of the first pastors in the St. Louis area, one of the first involved in forming the Synod, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. But in our particular case, Reverend Banger founded the first Protestant hospital west of the Mississippi. It eventually became the Lutheran Medical Center, which out of its proceeds, out of its sale, became Lutheran Senior Services and Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. And when we take a look at that mission heart and how he was first a parochial school teacher, he became a pastor, and it was that pastoral heart that really truly was at the core and the center of the founding of that hospital. And it's that same pastoral care that is at the center of what we provide as well. So on Thanksgiving Day, we are also grateful for our many chaplains who provide pastoral care to the residents and clients and families that we serve. And we're also very grateful at Lutheran Senior Services for the wide scope of ministry, that we are able to serve a diverse population living in diverse settings. We've been very blessed with a kind of growth that has enabled us to serve from low income to those who are able to afford care more, to even the hospice care that can serve people at end of life. But most of all, at Lutheran Senior Services, we are grateful for the gift of love of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself, and it is his sacrificial love that is at the core and the center of everything that we do. And it is his words in John 10, verse 10, when he says he has come that we might have life and live it in abundance. And it is that mission of Lutheran Senior Services to provide that, so that those that we serve can live life in abundance here and into eternity. So I would hope for today that spurred in people's minds, sparked maybe their own imagination for the things that they may be thankful for, that they might make this a Thanksgiving Day as well as a Thanksgiving Day.
Indeed.
And I wanted to close our time this morning by reading Psalm 100. It is that wonderful psalm of thanks, and it is one that may be read in church today if you are indeed going to be attending a Thanksgiving service. But I also know that many of the listeners, especially on a day like Thanksgiving, may not be able to make it to church today. I'm thinking in particular of some of the residents that we serve at Lutheran Senior Services, for whom KFUO is like a church to them. So I wanted to close with Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen. It is a good day to give thanks every day, as you mentioned earlier. Every day is a good day to give thanks with Thanksgiving. But certainly on this day of Thanksgiving, we give thanks to God for all of those things, all of those people that you mentioned earlier, and most certainly for the sacrifice that our Lord made on the cross.
You know, there is one of our locations in Peoria, Illinois, has across a wall when you first enter into its Lutheran Hillside Village. And on the wall, the words across the wall read, serving others as Christ would serve them. And that's really what we get to do every day, but that's what every listener gets to do. No matter where you are, God has put you in this place and this time, and a wonderful way to give thanks for his love is to reciprocate that back to him by serving others.
You know, you mentioned something earlier. I know we're talking about Thanksgiving, and one of the things you're thankful for, you mentioned at LSS, is those loved ones who the family members who entrust their loved ones to your care. And there's a key to that word in trust is that they have to be able to trust the staff and all those, the volunteers at LSS. Mm-hmm. It's just like the, you know, when you're a parent and you're bringing your child to school for the first time or leaving them with a babysitter for the first time, you have to trust that they're going to care for them and that they're going to love them and care for them, hopefully in the same way that you would.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, there are so many wide ranges of older adults that we serve, and some who are, as Reverend Walt Shadle will often say, the go-go's, the mm-hmm. slow-go's, and the no-go's. So I think about, in terms of what we've just been talking about, it's really those most frail of our loved ones that when the time comes when family can no longer care for them in the way they need professional nursing care 24 hours a day, it is a little bit like that. So you think about the way you entrust your children mm-hmm. to a teacher at a young age. Now the children are entrusting their parents or their loved ones to others. Mm-hmm. You're right. It is kind of it is exactly the same thing. And the word trust, we take that very, very seriously. We do consider it a mission to be able to serve.
Well, thanks be to God for all those who work to care for our loved ones at LSS and in other places around the country as well who care
and
for
I
our
can,
loved ones.
And I can tell you, Andy, that I am sure that the smell of turkey is very real throughout all of our senior living communities. I am certain that many of those residents may be visiting with their families today, but there will be a lot of families that are going to be coming into our locations mm-hmm. and our communities, and we say Happy Thanksgiving to all of them.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much, Jane. God's blessings on your Thanksgiving day and time with family today as well and loved ones, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.